haven't awarded him an honour yet. Dame David Williams has a nice ring to it. Yes, Dame David Williams. That is much better. Let one begin again. One has always been a huge admirer of the author Dame David Williams, and this magnificent audiobook, The World's Worst Children 2, which one is told is a sequel to The World's Worst Children, who knew, and which is sure to be regarded as one of the greatest works of literature of all time. The children are all worsterer than the last worst lot, and they were the absolute worstest. Finally, I would like to say that one is not at all browned off that the puffed-up buffoon Williams has put me in his audiobook as a character once again, and not paid me a penny. Yours royally, Her Majesty the Queen.
Humbert the Hungry Baby.
"Oh, my!"
exclaimed the midwife when she delivered the baby. It was the biggest tot the lady had ever seen in her many years of delivering them. He plopped onto the floor of the hospital like a beached whale.
"Oh, my word!"
cried the father. How had this skinny bean of a man helped create such a ginormous baby?
"Is he beautiful?"
asked the baby's anxious mother. She couldn't see her newborn child from where she was lying on the bed.
"Well, you know they say big is beautiful,"
replied the father.
"Yes?"
"He's definitely big."
"How big exactly?"
"Just let me weigh him for you, missus,"
called out the midwife. With great effort, she hauled this monster baby onto the scales, which immediately broke under his weight. Twang!
"How much does my darling boy weigh?"
asked Mother. The midwife studied the boy.
"I would say no more than a baby hippopotamus."
"I need to see him,"
pleaded Mother. The midwife had to enlist the boy's father to heave the infant up onto his mother's chest. The poor woman was squashed. Her face went bright purple and her eyes bulged. It looked as if they might pop out of her head.
"I can't breathe,"
she mouthed. When the pair had managed to heave the enormous lump off his mother, Father asked,
"Darling, whatever shall we call him?"
"Humbert,"
she said.
"Little Humbert."
"Little Humbert?"
asked Father, a hint of sarcasm in his voice. The new parents had brought a pretty pram to the hospital, in which to take their baby home. However, as soon as Humbert was lowered into it, the pram was flattened. Crunch! The pair hijacked a forklift truck so they could get their offspring home. They just managed to squeeze him through the front door. On seeing the size of him, Marmalade the family cat dashed through the cat flap. Somehow, the parents hauled him up the stairs. As soon as they had lowered him into his cot, he burst out of it. Boom! Shards of wood exploded across his nursery, smashing everything in sight. The room looked as if a bomb had hit it.
"Where's he going to sleep now?"
asked Father.
"In our bed, of course,"
replied Mother. So their bedroom became Humbert's nursery, and the baby sprawled out on their double bed. Mother slept on the sofa downstairs, and Father had to sleep standing up in a cupboard. Not that the pair got any sleep. If they stopped feeding their new baby milk for more than a minute, Humbert would scream the house down. Such was the noise that the walls would shake, the roof would rattle, and the windows would crack. One bottle of milk was never enough. As soon as Humbert had his lips round the first bottle, the second would have to be filled. Then the next, and the next, and the next. The baby would only stop to do one thing. Burp. Guzzling all that milk down, Humbert began expanding at an alarming rate. When there was no milk